When John Carnegie came to Florida State University in 1991, it was a far cry from the institution that exists today.
The grounds were not clean. We didn't have the kind of plantings, flowers, and landscaping that you find all around now. We didn't have our accounts in order. We didn't have decent parking.
Former FSU President Sandy Dallenberg says the school's facilities as well as its finances were a mess when he and Carnegie first arrived.
We go to Board of Regents meetings, and an item on the calendar would always be FSU bad audit. And John kept working at that, and finally cleared it up so he had no bad audits.
Dallenberg, who came to FSU in 1994, worked with Carnegie to completely redo Florida State, including an ambitious construction program, cleaning up the school's financial books, and ultimately laying the foundation for an institution that has become one of the best in Florida and the nation. Carnegie was devoted to the university and his job, but as Dallenberg recalls, he also liked to host functions for the university grounds and maintenance staff.
Because John had a karaoke machine, and he gave a memorable performance of The Purple People Eater.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky.
It was not the greatest musical performance ever given on this campus, but it was damn entertaining.
He poured his heart and soul into the university.
That's current FSU President Eric Barron. He says without John Carnegie, FSU wouldn't be the school it is today.
This is a tremendous legacy. There's no part of the university when you're in that role that you're not touching. You know, we got listed as the most efficient, high-quality university in the country. You're not at that level of efficiency if you're not a well-oiled machine.
Barron says the university is planning to name a building in Carnegie's honor. He died Wednesday evening following complications from surgery. Carnegie had pancreatic cancer and had retired from his post as vice president for finance and administration earlier in the month. He received his bachelor's degree in marketing at Southern Illinois and a master's at Purdue. Before coming to Florida State, Carnegie spent 10 years as vice chancellor for financial affairs at Indiana University Purdue at Fort Wayne. He was 67. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.